It's Tuesday, March 26th, AD 2019. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes, written by Kevin Swanson and heard at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Apparently, the reckoning of God has visited the Southern Poverty Law Center, an organization which has brought untold trouble on hundreds of Christian ministries in this country. A week after SPLC co-founder Morris Dees was fired, Richard Cohen, the president of the organization, has announced his resignation. This comes amidst allegations against him relating to workplace discrimination. Cohen had worked with the SPLC for 32 years. The primary flag waver for the group, Morris Dees, was dismissed for reasons not made available to the public. However, the Alabama Political Reporter obtained copies of inter-office communication indicating multiple allegations of sexual harassment. Over the last few years, the SPLC has targeted the Worldview in 5 minutes, Generations, the Family Research Council, Alliance Defending Freedom, Chalcedon, Probe Ministries, Faith to Action, the American Family Association, and D. James Kennedy Ministries. According to the Southern Poverty Law Center, the preceding groups are hateful because they uphold a biblical worldview about heterosexuality, affirming chastity before marriage and faithfulness within heterosexual marriage between one man and one woman. Worse yet, Amazon, PayPal, and credit card processing companies have used the so-called hate list of the SPLC to persecute Christians over the last 2 years. Folks, rest assured, God is absolutely sovereign over the machinations of the wicked, all the time. Psalm 37:35-36 reminds us, I have seen the wicked in great power, and spreading himself like a native green tree. Yet he passed away, and behold, he was no more. Indeed, I sought for him, but he could not be found. Hallelujah. By a vote of 6-4, the San Antonio, Texas City Council has barred Chick-fil-A from opening a restaurant in the city airport. Councilman Robert Trevino cited, quote, anti-LGBTQ behavior, end quote, as the reason. Specifically, the majority was upset that Chick-fil-A has given financially to Fellowship of Christian Athletes and the Salvation Army, two groups which affirm God's design of marriage, reports the San Antonio Express News. However, Chick-fil-A remains the fastest-growing fast food restaurant in America, clocking a 13.5% uptick in sales last year, reports BizJournals.com. As the seventh-largest restaurant chain in America in 2017, the Christian-owned company has now passed up Burger King and Wendy's as of last year. Odds have it that Chick-fil-A will take the number three position this year, nudging out Taco Bell and Subway. Republican Senator Ted Cruz of Texas slammed the San Antonio City Council as quote-unquote ridiculous. The Lord, the God of Israel, declares, those who honor me, I will honor, and those who despise me shall be lightly esteemed. 1 Samuel 2:30. A chemical plant was flattened in a large explosion in China's Jiangsu province on Sunday, resulting in 64 deaths and over 600 injured, reports the New York Times. Company executives have been arrested. Air and river pollution levels are registering multiple times over national limits within several miles of the plant, according to the Jiangsu Ecology Environment Department. The Lord left us all with this message in Luke 13:2-3, when 18 people died on whom the tower in Siloam fell. Do you think that they were worse sinners than all other men who dwelt in Jerusalem? I tell you no, but unless you repent, you will all likewise perish. Russia's archpriest Dmitry Smirnov told the Moscow Times that the mass murder of Russian children by Russian people is worse than the Holocaust. The Russian Marxists were among the first in the modern world to legalize abortion in 1955. Russia stands with China and Greenland as touting the highest abortion rates in the world. The Trump administration has announced that it will push for the decriminalization of homosexuality in over 70 countries in the world. That's according to U.S. Ambassador to Germany Richard Grenell, as reported in the Washington Post. Grenell is an openly homosexual ambassador who was appointed to the position by President Trump last year. Utah Republican Governor Gary Herbert has signed a bill that would prevent the abortion of Down syndrome babies in his state, reports LifeNews.com. HB 166 actually would prohibit women from obtaining an abortion after a pregnancy screen concludes that the unborn child has Down syndrome. Utah joins five other states which have incorporated legislation over the last 2 years that prohibits Down syndrome abortion, including Indiana, Ohio, North Dakota, Louisiana, and Kentucky. Planned Parenthood abortion mills in Ohio have been duly notified. State funding will stop flowing as of April 20th, reports the Dayton Daily News. This comes after a Sixth Circuit Court of Appeals decision allowed the 2016 Ohio law to stand, which would remove all state funding for organizations or affiliates that, quote, perform or promote non-therapeutic abortions, end quote. The U.S. Supreme Court has failed to rule on the case thus far. And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, March 26th in the year of our Lord, 2019. Subscribe by iTunes or email to our unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com or listen through our app, which can be obtained through Google Play or the App Store. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ.